For millions of people, it's hard to imagine life without a smartphone, one that lets you call friends, search the web, and know the time of day. Having a phone in the palm of your hand means, among other things, less need to look at your wrist to see if you're running late. But Kayomi Getz reports that the watch industry isn't dying, it's adapting.
It's after 5 in Manhattan's busy Soho shopping district. Monica Espedia is in a rush looking for a watch. It's unusual because the 38-year-old never wears one.
To be honest with you, it's been years, probably 10 years. Since I've had a cell phone, I pretty much stopped wearing watches. And then I just realized last time I was on vacation that I didn't know what time it was.
Expedia's upcoming trip to Bali is the only reason she's breaking down now. And she's not been alone in having a bare wrist. Since 2005, the number of people buying watches has declined by millions. Meanwhile, nearly every adult has now acquired a cell phone, about 92%, according to research firm Experian Simmons. Yet walk into any American Apparel retail store. There, alongside pastel-colored hoodies and boyfriend shorts, are rows and rows of watches. Casio calculator styles, prim and simple, or gold and bold. At one store on the Lower East Side, there were at least 5 different displays.
The small faces, the simple one with the black bands, really popular.
Up until a few years ago, American Apparel didn't even sell watches. But the company struggled in recent years and was willing to experiment. So they tested with a few colorful novelty watches from decades ago.
People flipped out when they saw them.
Creative director Marcia Brady says they soon realized their tech-crazy customers craved something else, a sense of nostalgia. Many of the styles for sale are no longer in production, but they reminded 20-somethings of styles they saw as a kid.
One of the most popular things that we hear when people are looking at the watches is, oh my God, I used to have that watch. And I think that's what draws people in initially. Vintage is a very big part of our aesthetic.
Last year, the company sold 84,000 of them, the same year the iPhone released its latest version. This year, Brady says they expect watch sales to climb 30% higher. Max Kilger is an analyst for Experian Simmons, a firm that tracks consumer behavior. He says retailers are finding there's still a market for watches, if they understand why.
With the increase in smartphone usage, it's caused the watch industry to sort of shift away from more utilitarian watches, which are less in demand now, and more towards fashion statement watches.
In other words, people even in their 20s and 30s are buying watches, just not to tell time. They're people who use fashion to project their tastes, be it classic, retro, or street style. Using a watch as a statement piece has always been true with the luxury market, and today that's booming too. Just this month, auction house Sotheby's brought in its second highest watch sale ever, nearly $13 million. Back at American Apparel, 21-year-old fashion student Taylor Trentini says she always wears her big, gold-plated watch.
Yeah, it's very much so a fashion thing, I think, but it's just habit for me now. If I'm not wearing it, I feel lost.
And she even uses it to check the time, once in a while. For NPR News, I'm Kayomi Getz in New York.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, providing automatic online backup to protect photos, music, and other computer files from loss. Details at carbonite.com.
This is NPR News.